Welcome to the Everything Is Earned podcast. I'm your host, CLE Tallboy, or Mike, as people call me.
And I am It's Contagious, a.k.a. Tim.
It is contagious sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're sick and it's contagious.
Well, sometimes touching the ball, as Jarvis Landry, is also contagious.
It is contagious. That is good. So, hey, so the Browns got some players in the Pro Bowl, which is exciting. We got a few things to talk about today. So we're going to talk about Browns guys in the Pro Bowl. We're going to talk about a little bit about free agency, and then we're going to have a little quick segment about the Cavs and how annoyed we are with them, and then what's going on with the trade tracker kind of deal. So first things, Pro Bowl guys, you got Jarvis, you got Joe Petonio, you got Denzel Ward.
Denzel might not be safe, though, based off if he's healthy or not.
Well, he just had some pictures today, so I mean, I'm pretty for it. He was taking some pictures. He's doing skill stuff, though, right?
He might have.
Yeah, he did some skill stuff, which is cool, so I'm down with that. I like Denzel being in the Pro Bowl. You know what I was thinking about earlier?
His rookie season, that's pretty good.
That's awesome. And you know what else could have been in the Pro Bowl if he didn't get injured? Was Ogunjobi. He had a freaking awesome season.
Schobert's in the Pro Bowl as well, isn't he?
No, Schobert missed
it. He got snubbed.
Yeah, he got snubbed. It was a little bit.
He's the highest ranked linebacker in the league.
He didn't quite make it.
In coverage.
Kind of a bummer. I liked what he brought, though. He had a pretty good season. When we had Schobert, he was the Browns' run defense was, like, so much better. Like, big-time difference.
He was the anchor of the defense.
Yeah.
Everybody, from Hugh Jackson all the way up to Doug Williams and Freddie Kitchens said he was another coach on the field.
Yeah.
He's that smart. And it's hard to try to communicate everything pre-snap and still do your job, which is 1% of the defense.
Yeah, and then the Browns' defense...
For 50 yards.
Line. Yeah, and in the Browns' defense, that wasn't very good. Joe Schober made a big difference.
That's underestimation, but yeah.
Yeah. Another weird thing here. With Jarvis Landry, I like him because what he's brought the team culture-wise. I like what he can do when he's playing at a high level.
He's not the first option.
But I think, I don't know if I would have said he was a Pro Bowler this year. Like, I didn't think he had a Pro Bowl year.
No, I don't think he did either.
I thought he underproduced.
He had too many drops. It was one of his lower receiving reception seasons and receiving yards seasons of his career.
Yeah, and I think
and on the same amount of targets too.
Yeah, I think he had a hard time getting open with the Browns not having a true number one,
And then having to deal with Tyrod Taylor the first 2.5 games.
Yeah, it took him a long time to get some rhythm going with Baker, which was kind of tough. But down the stretch, I think they kind of got some last 3 or 4 games. They kind of picked it up a little bit.
It was good to see because we signed him to a huge deal, 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna be around for a while, at least for the foreseeable future, unless something happens where we don't think he wins the value that we thought he did when we first signed him. I said 5 years, and him and Baker, they need to gel. And like you said, in the last 3 or 4 games, they started to see that little chemistry, and. Freddie Kitchens was a big part of that, and getting him open and steaming him open.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that actually I think the Browns did very well this year, was develop their wide receiver talent, and retained their wide receiver coach, which was great.
Adam Henry?
Yeah, which was great because look at the progression you had in guys like Perryman, who you signed off of like the street basically. You got Higgins that went way up. You had guys that like Willies and like
Callaway,
and like
Callaway Ratley, found some of them too,
and like Ratley who were like nobodies, man. Like,
I mean, to be fair, Ratley is still no one,
right? So
I don't think they made the team.
But they plugged and played him in, and Baker was able to make him productive, and the receivers coach got him up to speed where they were in the right position to make these plays.
I think it's a very new thing for Cleveland Browns fans to see more than one area that like working together and. Helping the team get better. It's not just the quarterback that has to do everything. It's not just the coaches that have no talent. It's a collective coaching staff and players with talent, like budding and forming and learning to gel with each other.
Yeah,
and that's a new exciting time. That's why I'm so stoked for next year.
Yeah, I'm with you there, man. So the wide receiver wise, I like Jarvis Landry like getting some recognition for the Browns. I like that piece of it. But on the flip side, I don't necessarily like that he made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, the season.
Pro Bowl is more
like a
fan vote versus like
just like the All-Star game
versus like the being All Pro.
Just like the All-Star game in the NBA.
Yeah,
like I think Derrick Rose was number one in voting.
Yeah,
for,
I mean
for,
he's
for first.
D Rose is having a nice season though. I like D Rose this year.
But as a fan vote.
All right. Anyways, back to the football. So you had Myles Garrett also make the Pro Bowl, and you had Joe Bitonio. So Joe Bitonio 100% deserved it. Myles Garrett 100% deserved it. Those guys had great seasons. Myles Garrett needs to work on his
flopping.
Yeah, he needs to work on his flopping. He also needs to not get so many penalties on false starts.
He needs to work on his help on the defense.
Right,
but I was noting it the entire season when everyone was like, "No, it's fine." I'm like, "Well, I pet the Chargers game specifically. Well, he didn't help at all because he just always like I said, he tried to
time it up,
time up the snap, and he always lost the outside and left that C gap wide open.
Right,
constantly. Right. He left all nose tackles who were really thin at by themselves.
Yeah. So let's kind of segue that into our next part here. So we're talking about free agency and who's available, who's out there. Now, one of the big names that's kind of being thrown out there is Grady Jarrett, Falcons player who is a free agent. Now, the Falcons the Falcons already said they're going to make him a priority to sign. But
I don't think he's going anywhere.
If they bring him over to Cleveland, I would actually love that. I love it a lot. Not necessarily for my Falcons, because I'm a Falcons fan as well.
But Ndamukong Suh from the Rams is also a free agent.
I'd take Sue.
He might be a one and done.
Also take Sheldon Richardson. I think he's definitely out there.
I definitely think we should go off the nose tackle in a free agency. Unlike past regimes drafted high nose tackles in the first round.
Yeah.
Danny Shelton.
jump on piles.
Yes. But yeah, it's very interchangeable compared to more skilled talent and more necessary, needed positions, like the linebacker and wide receiver, which we need help on.
I think, priority-wise, I want to draft a linebacker, but I want to...
Give me a stud.
I want to get linemen through free agency.
I'd trade up, for sure.
Yeah, I think you can get linemen through free agency. Also, speaking of free other free agents, I would probably pay ridiculous money to go get Tyrann Mathieu. I love Tyrann so much. He does so much for that defense. And he's such a commander in the back end of the thing. Yeah, the dude tracks, like, he's a ball.
He can be the strong safety.
He's silly. And let
Jabril Peppers play more of his free safety, linebacker hybrid role, which he's very comfortable in. And you saw him gain some real confidence.
Here's the sad part about that. If you go do that, you don't re-sign Demarius Randall. So, whatever. But you get exceptionally better.
You lose the verbal communication and that fire from your secondary, but you gain a better skilled player who has more experience and who's, I think, is clutch.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too, speaking of free agency, I don't care about the running backs out there, so I'm talking about Kareem Hunt and I'm talking about Le'Veon Bell. Don't care about those guys at all. Care about quarterbacks for once in like a million years.
Well, I mean, we need a backup. Because Drew Stanton isn't going to do it.
Yeah, but whatever. I'm not too worried about it. That's such a secondary thing. Like, if you're going to get a backup, I'll take Teddy Bridgewater. He's out there. He's not a bad backup.
He's with the Saints this year, right?
Yeah. Also, in free agency, I would put money at Golden Tate to fix my wide receiver gap. I'd give him some money.
He's a slot receiver. We don't really need him, though. We need a big receiver.
I don't think he's totally a slot.
We need a big receiver.
I like him. And then I would probably put some money at CJ Mosley. I like CJ Mosley a lot. I think he's awesome. So
if the Ravens don't retain him, that should be the probably number one priority in the offseason.
So wish list here. If you had to pick your free agent out of the ones we were talking about, Grady Jarrett number one.
No, Sandro, absolutely, yeah.
And then Ndamukong Suh number two.
Yep.
And then I would say Tyrann Mathieu. I think
I want a left tackle still, either through the draft or through free agency.
Well, you have Richardson and you have Harrison. You don't have faith in those guys. I feel like the organization, I feel like what Dorsey was saying.
Robinson?
Yeah.
They need to resign
Robinson. I think Robinson, and they're good with Robinson, and they're good with Harrison.
I just want a stud. I don't want to have to worry about
Dude,
it.
Dude, stud? I don't need studs.
I want a stud at every position.
Whatever, Tim.
Give me a stud at left tackle. Give me a stud at linebacker.
You're being selfish.
Give me a stud at free safety.
You're being selfish.
Strong safety. Nose tackle.
Get ridiculous.
True wide receiver, number one.
Whatever.
Give me it.
Whatever. If you go get Grady Jarrett or Tyrann Mathieu, I'm gonna lose my mind.
I want either
of those guys. Put the money out there. We have plenty of money to spend.
Yep. Yeah. Fourth most in the NFL.
Yeah. It's crazy. Money. It's crazy.
Those dollar bills.
Yeah. Give me dollar. It's raining in Cleveland, man. We're about to pay some people. We got time, man. We got We got Baker on a 5-year contract, so we got 3 more years to worry about that.
Right.
So I'm cool with it. We gotta give some money to Miles in a couple years, but whatever. We'll figure that out. Okay, so here's last piece. Cavs, they're pretty awful, which we're pretty much on board with that at this point. We know they're gonna be bad. Who would you like to trade if you could trade any of the pieces right now? Who's your top 4 tradable pieces?
Tradable?
Yeah.
Alec Burks.
Alec Burks, boom. He's a good asset.
Lonnie Hood.
Hood, boom. I like it too.
There's not, you guys don't know what this, but Colin Sexton.
Colin Sexton, get rid of him. Okay, we're done with him.
Okay, I don't
close
want
the
him.
Book on him.
I don't want him. We do do it.
Trade him when the value's high. Trade him by the value.
It's not high right now. That's a bad thing. People don't want him.
He's a rookie,
but I think his value is gonna be highest right now. That's the sad part.
Yeah,
he looks awful, but I think after this year, people don't realize that he's not gonna turn a corner.
He's not gonna figure it out.
If you don't understand basketball,
you don't understand basketball.
You don't understand basketball. It's not college. You can't just.
He's got Deion Waiters' brain, bro. He doesn't have what it takes to figure it out.
He's not a basketball player.
I just don't think he has.
He's Jamal Crawford without the skill. If Jamal Crawford had the mentality, like the mama mentality, like 100% of the time, he might be in the Hall of Fame. Like a future Hall of Famer. But he has the mosey around mentality for like 85% of the time. And when he wants the ball out, he just goes nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, Deion Waiters mentality.
Yeah, he's got Deion Waiters mentality. Not a fan. I'd also say you could probably trade Tristan or Clarkson. I'd trade one of the two, not both. You have to retain one of them.
I want to retain Clarkson. I refuse to trade him.
Well, the February 7th is trade deadline, right? So it's February 7th. So it's during the All-Star game. I think you're going to see some trade. You're definitely going to see some player movement. I want to look at my phone and see the notification and be happy about it. I just don't want to be like...
Colin Sexton a washer.
I just don't want to see that we traded away a good asset like Tristan or Clarkson.
For nothing,
yeah. Don't move him for a garbage player and a second round pick.
And the bad thing about it is I don't have faith in Colby Altman. I don't.
Yeah. David Griffin recently said that the Cavs will be the epicenter for trades. And they said right now, Rodney Hood's trade value is super high.
Yeah, a lot of people want him. The Pelicans want him. Houston wants him.
He would fit in Houston. He would fit in New Orleans.
Oh, and Milwaukee wants him too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of need for.
He's got a 1-year deal, small contract
for the scoring wing off the bench.
And the Cavs got some money they can definitely play around with. So
pay down a contract, get some picks.
I'll literally trade everyone on that roster except for Love and Clarkson. That's all I want. Love Jetty Clarkson.
Can't forget.
Wipe everyone
Jetty out.
I love Jetty so much.
The first Jetty. He's the last Jetty.
He's my only Jetty. That's all I want. You'll never see another Jetty.
No, you're not. He has so much potential.
Yeah, he's going to be
he's
so good.
He's figuring it out. And on this bad Cavs team, he hasn't been able to do it yet.
Also, weird side note, do you see that they changed the format of the lottery?
Yes, the first three pits have the equal chance.
It's so garbage.
I think the first three have 25% chance.
Can you imagine?
Or 33-something. 32 or 3.
You have a 40% chance of getting the number one pick if you're the worst team in the league. I cannot.
It's the first three.
Yeah.
And then it goes four. I think you're right. It's 40. It's 42.5. And then
stupid.
The fourth goes down to 30 some. And then
can you imagine
goes down to 20 some.
Enduring the season and not getting a top three pick?
That'd be awful.
That'd be horrific.
And it drops off. It goes Zion, RJ. It goes Cameron Reddish. And then who?
Yeah, there's nobody else. The draft is not very deep. You better get RJ Barrett or Zion, or this season will be a total waste. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But I'm interested to see what they do. I just want to see them move a couple pieces and get some assets back. Also, they could trade John Henson because he's got a 2-year contract. This year and next year.
I've been betting for a true big guy and Olin Patetto for years.
I think they keep him.
Finally have one.
They should keep him.
Yeah, we should retain him.
And get rid of Ante.
He hasn't been healthy. He hasn't had high production for a sustainable time.
Yeah.
And so he's not to have a high contract.
I hear you.
So unless he wants to go to a competitor for somebody who wants to compete for a championship, then we should retain him. We should resign him. Yeah. But with the whole Zion thing, did you see that Scottie Pippen said, Zion did enough for college basketball, and he should just stop playing and sit out the rest of the season.
Oh, wow.
And then declare for the drafts. And then Zion responded to him, and he was like, no, I can't let my fans down.
Good for Zion.
Yeah.
Good for Zion. Also, Paul Pierce thinks that the Duke could beat the Cavs. Stop it. Stop telling me that pro teams could lose against college teams. It just simply is not the case. They're
professional players.
They're professional players.
Have you seen college basketball? They're
professionally coached.
Have you seen college basketball? It's not good.
It's simply not the same. Like, you're doing that for clicks. I can't stand it. The Cavs would never lose to Duke in a million years. Also, Tristan would not have his foot soreness if they were going to play Duke. Tristan would play. Love would be back. They'd be fine. Like, they're not going to lose against Duke.
And you would
remember Tristan Thompson and Love are NBA champions.
Yeah.
NBA champions.
So it's 25.
So it's Dellavedova. Boom. NBA champions. You're not going to beat a pro team with NBA champions.
And
who went up against the Golden State Warriors? I mean, come on, get real. I can't stand it. I like Paul Pierce a lot, but it's just a clickbait take. It's garbage.
And as much as the NBA gets heat for being an ISO'd sport, for being about an individual kind of fill up a stat sheet, individual stat sheet, there's a lot of strategy and scheme that goes into offenses. And
it's the most intense offense you've seen in NBA basketball history. Like, these offenses
are complex. It's the most complex and comprehensive. They're attacking the weakest player more than they've ever done.
Yeah.
The pick and roll is designed to just destroy the weakest link.
Right, exactly.
You saw Isaiah Thomas in Boston.
Right.
And you saw how we couldn't function in Cleveland because they just attacked him.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing.
Before.
I don't know how Dan Gilbert didn't figure that, like, when you put Isaiah Thomas in, they're going to bang on him. They're going to make it so
and
hard.
Yeah, bad hip.
Yeah, his hip was broken, yeah. Which is ridiculous. But
another reason why I don't trust Kobe Altman, I say botched that Kyrie Irving trade. Besides Dan Gilbert not retaining David Griffin, I think that's the single worst mistake in Cleveland Cavalier history.
It's the
botched Kyrie Irving trade.
Yeah, one,
huge.
Not retaining David Griffin, two.
People just shrugged it off like it is nothing.
Oh, wish he would have had Kyrie. I wish he would have had him. Wish he would have stayed
you
around.
Got nothing for him. Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, yeah, Crowder. And what that turned into,
pick?
Rodney Hood, it turned into Colin Sexton.
You trade Kyrie Irving to get Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance, Rodney Hood, and Colin Sexton. Really? That's a fair take? Get the frick out of here. Kyrie Irving was worth way more than that.
Yeah, we went from...
Also, you should have traded Kyrie Irving for Kemba Walker straight up.
We went from having, in my opinion, the best GM in the league in David Griffin to one of the least experienced in Kobe Altman, who basically just gave in to Kyrie Irving's trade demands.
So bad.
Instead of listening to LeBron James, the best player ever. But what does he know?
But it took Kyrie 2 years to admit he was wrong. So, you know, make of that what you will. So.
Oh, yeah, there's all the stories. Like, oh, yeah, come back, leave him, blah, 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 blah.
I'd take Kyrie back. I love Kyrie.
Yeah, I would take him back.
I got stupid love for Kyrie. I think he made one of the best shots in NBA history, dude. Like, don't tell me, don't talk trash about Kyrie. Don't talk trash about LeBron. Like if you're a Cleveland fan and you talk trash about LeBron or Kyrie, like, I'm not talking about it with you anymore about it. Like, our discussion's over.
You're just
like,
not knowledgeable enough.
You don't understand. Like, they broke the 52-year drought. If you can't have love for Kyrie or LeBron, like, you shouldn't be a Cleveland fan. Like, you don't deserve to be a Cleveland fan.
If you think that, then you just need to follow us.
Right, or you're such a ridiculous... football or baseball fan, and you don't see basketball as one of the primary sports, then you're just delusional.
A little intense, but yeah, over in Cleveland, more intense.
Yeah, in Cleveland, more intense. But here's the thing: 52-year drought. LeBron James is the best player to ever play basketball. Kyrie hit the biggest shot in NBA Finals history, and if you're gonna tell me you can't be a fan of them because they left Cleveland, then get out of here. Like, you don't understand sports then, man. Like, I understand you're emotional because they left us, but they broke a drought. They won you a championship. When was the last time one of the teams you root for in Cleveland gave you a championship shirt to wear? 52 plus years, man. Don't tell me about the Browns championships back in the 50s, man. I don't want to hear about it.
I don't blame them too much.
I don't want to hear about it.
I think
they won the championships, but You're gonna tell me you didn't love that summer of 16? That you didn't have fun the whole time?
Yeah, anyone that was a part of that, either watching or at the games, you're never gonna forget that. And RJ just came out with an awesome article on the players' tribute, and saying that no one's gonna forget it. Coming out from 3-1.
It'll be one of the best finals in NBA history. Like, when you look back on things and we think about it over the years, not just Cleveland fans, but the NBA world will recognize and remember the 2016 NBA Finals because of how it all went down and how historic the ending was and how incredible the block, the shot was, and then Kevin Love's defense at the end.
Game 5. So,
it's amazing.
Kyrie and LeBron put up 42 points apiece.
On the road.
The next game, LeBron puts up 41.
And then Kyrie put up again, like another 40, didn't he?
It was almost, yeah, like 36 or something. He's crazy, dude. And LeBron, of course, he had like a triple-double. And
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. Also, but, yeah, Curry threw his mouthpiece.
He did.
It was amazing.
He did.
We were at the game. Tim and I were at the finals game 6. Don't question our fandom. We were there. We were down for it. All right, so we delve a little deep into the Cavs stuff here, but because, you know, we're very passionate about our Cavaliers, man. It's okay. So difficult from four straight finals and dropping off into a lottery team, and then people act like they're not going to watch the Cavs, they don't care about the Cavs. Like, no, bro, don't get real. Don't abandon the Cavs because they're not having a good season. Like we're not. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm watching every single Cavs game, but I'm sure as heck paying attention to them, and I sure as heck want to see them do well. I want to get Zion. So,
give me Zion.
Yeah.
Deal with Sexton. And please, I'm going to continue to say it until it happens. I hope so much that Dan Gilbert sells the Cavs. And someone that actually is passionate about Cleveland, was from Cleveland, actually cares about bringing the team back into its former glory that LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Rich Paul should buy the Cavs.
Restored.
Rich Paul, okay. Clutch Sports, bro. Clutch Sports should buy the Cavs.
He's done, I take down like that, what? Very significant loan from LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron's got the Superman Nike contract, so.
But yeah, please sell the Cavs so someone actually did the shit.
He's not going to do it.
Pardon my language.
He's not going to do it till after the All-Star game.
He cares about Detroit. That's where he's from. Yeah, that's where his heart is. And that's where he's doing all his work on paying all his attention to.
The fancy casino never got finished the way he said
it. Like we talked about before, he's the lesser Jerry Jones of the basketball.
Yeah, here's what it is, atmosphere. Bro. Here's what it is.
So that's going to wrap it up, guys. If you like this episode, make sure you give us a like and or comment, and please subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media. Find us on our handle, CLE Sports Pod, or just type in the name, Everything Is Earned. But as always here in Cleveland, everything here is earned.